East Coast Breakfast.
So, let's talk about the serious issue. Friday, we brought you the news that Umzumduzi River spill had caused some serious damage to our environment. The Willerton Group says an investigation is underway into the cause of the collapse of its Pietermaritzburg factory, which resulted in this major oil spill into the Umzumduzi River. And then we also find out that the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs says teams are working around the clock to address the contamination of the river. Authorities are urging communities not to come into contact with or drink water from between the spillage site and Inanda Dam. That's quite a ways. We've seen all the footage, horrific issues images of bubbles forming on top of the water. It's like the last thing you want to see in a stream or a river is bubbles floating to the top, as well as dead fish. So the concerning bit for us is the contaminated water flows into Inanda Dam, and Inanda Dam is where we get our water from. That water is treated by Umgeni Water. So joining us on the line now from Umgeni Water is Shami Harishonda. Good morning, Shami.
Good morning to you, Darren. Thank you very much indeed for for the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
Thank you for talking to us. First of all, Umgeni Waters, from Umgeni Waters' perspective, how badly is the water contaminated in Inanda Dam itself now that the spillage of vegetable oil and diluted caustic soda has made its way?
Well, I think it's important that we put matters in perspective. But as you rightly initially pointed out, this is a multi-stakeholder initiative to try to manage the situation. Investigations done by Umgeni Water have revealed that the extent of contamination in the Umzumduzi River was quite significant.
Mm.
And it was a 24-hour, 48-hour, around-the-clock work done by various agencies to try to manage and control the situation.
Mm.
Now, some of the contaminated water, which comprises vegetable oil and caustic soda, finally made the way into Inanda Dam. It's now in the inlet of Inanda Dam.
Mm.
Now, I think it's carry on.
No, I just wanted to ask, Shami, I think the most important question here, and one that everyone is asking themselves, can we drink from our taps the water from Umgeni Water?
Yeah, I just need to reiterate, ordinarily, nobody drinks water out of a dam because that is raw water.
Mm.
It's untreated.
Mm.
But the process which follows the extraction of water from a dam is quite rigorous.
Mm.
Umgeni Water extracts water from Inanda Dam, which is then transported to Durban Heights Water Treatment Works and to Wiggins. The process of treatment of water at these two plants is rigorous.
Mm-hmm.
Fully compliant with SAMS, the water that is produced by Umgeni Water and supplied to Itikweni and adjoining municipality is fully compliant with SAMS 241, which is quite demanding in terms of water quality. Umgeni Water uses advanced technologies to treat water, and the water produced by Umgeni Water and the treatment processes are benchmarked against the World Health Organization
mm-hmm.
and the American Water Works Association.
So
what I'm saying, in effect, carry on.
Yeah, so I just wanted to jump in here because I'm hearing what you're saying about the water that it's been treated after it's been treated and when it's eventually at our taps, but we have to remember that there are many communities and community members who are using water directly from the rivers and the dam, in fact. And I've heard mixed kind of, some people say it's a myth about boiling water, it gets rid of its toxins. Other people I've heard say that you have to have water at boiling temperature for about 45 minutes before it actually cleans the water. So for members who are taking water directly from the rivers and the dam, boiling water, is that going to do it?
Umgeni Water owns and operates a large number of dams in KZN.
Mm.
Umgeni Water does not encourage people to take water out of dams, but if they are forced to, mm-hmm. it encourages them to ensure that the water is treated properly using various means, including chlorine or boiling, that kind of stuff. But from Inanda Dam itself, we've had very few reports of people using water from that dam for drinking purposes.
Mm-hmm.
The water, we are fully aware that there is some concern in Durban about the water that comes out of one's tap. There should be no concerns about it. As I pointed out, the water that is supplied by Ngeni Water and then reticulated by Tshakweni is of the high standard. In fact, it is a world standard. It is so good that you can drink it straight out of a tap.
Shami, I appreciate that, and I'm glad that you have stopped us from panicking. We can now relax. We can turn on our tap water and our drink our water. I appreciate that. And I know that you're only commenting in the capacity for Ngeni Water. But in your experience and your knowledge, roughly how long do you think it'll take for the operation, as far as the cleanup operations to take place, and to, you know, at least make sure that the water, you know, coming down the Umsunduzi is eventually clean?
Immediately after the spill, Ngeni Water began mitigation measures that have become quite effective already. It began releasing water from Henley Dam, upstream Henley Dam.
Yeah.
A large volume of water was released from there. In fact, that dam was at 101%. It was brought down to 65% just to flush out the river in order for that river to try to recover to the best of its ability. From latest reports supplied by scientists at Ngeni Water, the quality of raw water in the Umsunduzi River has already begun improving.
All right. Well, Shami, thank you for talking to us this morning. There you go. We're trying to make contact with the Willerton Group, as well as the MEC for the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs, to find out how we got to this situation. Our heads going to roll. How do we prevent this happening in the future? But we do know now, we heard from Shami, if you turn on your tap water, it's some of the cleanest water in the world. So you can drink guilt-free. East Coast Breakfast.